University Executive Committee meeting. Mr. Simmons, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Tedrick is not, but Luke, is there two questions? First of all, there is a quorum of the Executive Committee with John Simmons and I, but I know under our bylaws, generally for Executive Committee meetings, two of them have to be in the same location, but with the governor's executive order, is that, is there any problem in since this is being done by Zoom?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. Mr. Chair, as you've alluded, amendments to the Open Meetings Act, as well as extensions of executive orders from the governor and disaster proclamations, allow the executive committee to meet remotely this afternoon, similar as with our last several board meetings, full board meetings that we've held.
Okay. The only item on the agenda is to discuss the items entitled Executive Summary, Resource Allocation and Management Program, the RAMP, referred to as the RAMP program, fiscal year 2022, which was withdrawn from the full board September regular meeting because of additions and adjustments that were made. Vice President Stuckey, will you present this item?
Yes, thank you. A summary page of our proposed capital request.
This is John. I just got back on my phone because my computer knocked me out, so sorry about that.
Okay.
Can you hear us?
We can.
I can hear you now, yeah.
Yeah.
As I said, a summary page of our proposed capital request is attached. I'd like to address the top two sections of that page. First, these give two lists. One is a prioritized list of capital projects, and then there's an unprioritized list of regular projects. These are major construction projects equipped for major buildings. After review by the Finance Committee last year, as was requested by the Chair, we began to list in priority only a few of our top projects, and this provides flexibility of possible changes with regard to the other projects as we go on in future years. Last year, our capital bill was approved by the governor and legislature. We received approval of two regular capital projects, a communications building at Carbondale and a health sciences building at Edwardsville. In that bill, we received both planning and construction at the same time, a little bit unusual. While the projects are still in their planning phases, IBHE staff has confirmed that the project will be funded fully in the next few years. Therefore, those projects have fallen from our list. The presidents and chancellors conferred on the matter and agreed that our next top priorities should include three projects. First project is an Alton Dental consolidation at Edmondsville. This project would construct a new building housing all clinical operations, academic classroom space, in an auditorium, and would renovate an existing building for faculty staff offices and for research space. The second project is the agricultural sciences renovation and addition at Carbondale. This project involves a comprehensive renovation of the original 1955 agriculture building and adds approximately 107,000 square feet to the existing building. This project would consolidate all programs of And the third project is a medical education building at the School of Medicine. This project would construct a new building of almost 100,000 square feet for teaching and learning resources, student services, student support services, academic offices, research resources, and administrative management. It will accommodate new methods of teaching, including expanding the use of technology and robotics. The remainder of the page is a long list of capital renewal projects. First, list is that for the Carbondale campus, including the School of Medicine. Second list is for Edwardsville. These projects are basically maintenance and upgrade of current facilities and are updated year to year by our staff. We seek your approval of this as our 2022 capital request.
Okay.
Thank you, Duane. I have a few questions, Phil, if it's okay.
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to ask any discussion. Go ahead, John.
Okay. Could you mind talking about number one? Because I believe I understood the dental school doing a clinic in Edwardsville. but this sounds more expansive than what I was thinking, and I'm curious where that leads Alton in the interim.
Well, this construction is for Alton. I don't know.
Oh, okay, I did not understand that. Okay. Yes. I guess you said SIU Edwardsville, and that made me,
this is for Alton.
Okay, very good. So can you tell me just a little bit more about that project?
I could read you the whole. I did a little.
Just the highlights, just.
Yeah, I think, as you know, being there, the dental skin clinic, old dental school, is housed in a bunch of houses, old buildings, spread all over the place, and all that needs to be consolidated. Only about one building out of the current building may have survived this construction, and that is
okay. So it's basically getting everything together.
Yeah, getting all of them away. And what serves now as a clinic will serve as faculty and administrative offices. Everything else.
Okay, great.
State of the art clinic.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you very much, Dwayne. And yeah, that was the only question I had.
Okay, Chair. I have a question on rank number three, the medical education building at the School of Medicine. And it says type of request construction. Has that already been through the planning stage and are just waiting for construction money? Or?
Dean Cruz.
Okay. Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
We can.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So we have done some planning. I would say it's probably not complete, but that's the amount we would need to complete the planning and to do the construction. That's not the total cost. We've allocated, some other money to help get there too. So that we're down the road in the planning for that and have a good idea of where it would be, what it would look like, and the functions that it would have.
Okay. And on the agriculture, go ahead, Dwayne. Anything else?
No, if somebody else was talking, I don't know. Is there another person?
Any other questions on that? On the agriculture sciences renovation, what does that entail, Dwayne?
Well, it is a pretty massive increase to the current building. They're going to retain the current building, and it will be completely renovated. And then as there will be a 107,000 square foot addition, which is a pretty large sizable addition. And basically, the programs in the college are somewhat separated for that college. They'll all be consolidated in that one building.
Okay.
And that will be by the current agricultural building.
Okay. All right. Any other questions, John?
No, sir.
Okay. Is there can I have a motion to approve this item?
I will make that motion, Mr. Chair.
Okay, and I second the motion. Ms. Whittington, please make a roll call.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Simmons?
Yes.
Okay. This item has been approved by the Executive Committee. The action item will be reported to the full board at its next regular meeting for SIU board bylaw requirements, which will be in December. If there's no further business before the Executive Committee, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, John.
Sorry about my technical problems.
Okay. All right. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you.